Time to go further, Gretchen. You know what to do.
Yes, Herr Bruno. I go to the police station. I pretend I've lost my memory.
Yeah, yeah, good. In an hour, we telephone our men. Tell them we are the police. They will describe you and say you keep asking for him.
He will come for me at the police station. Then I will lead him back to this boat.
Just so. After that, he will simply disappear at sea.
But, Herr Bruno, who is this man that is so dangerous to the Axis?
You have heard of him many times. His name is Jungle Jim.
The Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Comic Weekly brings you a complete radio episode with Jungle Jim, based on the famous characters and action pictures of the same name appearing in the Comic Weekly every Sunday. Join the millions of others who find that Sunday is more enjoyable when you read the Comic Weekly. Its brilliant full-color pages contain over 24 of your favorite features. Adventures like Flash Gordon and the Lone Ranger. Laugh-getters like Donald Duck and Skippy, over a score of them. So let the Comic Weekly brighten up your Sunday, too. The many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers all over the country bring you the Comic Weekly every Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim.
Hello, Bradley speaking.
Mr. Bradley, Lieutenant Holmes, San Francisco Police, Market Street Precinct.
Yes, Lieutenant.
There's a young lady here who's lost her memory.
Lost her memory? Well, I'm very sorry, Lieutenant, but I assure you that I haven't got it.
Well, you might have. Are you sometimes known, Mr. Bradley, as Jungle Jim?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, that's the only name this girl can remember. She keeps asking for you.
Well, that's very strange, Lieutenant. But what does she look like?
Oh, sure, she's beautiful. A regular Venus, but with arms.
That's convenient.
She's about 5'5", with beautiful dark hair and eyes as bright as buttons.
Well, this gets more interesting by the minute, Lieutenant.
Believe me, Mr. Bradley, if she is a friend of yours, you're a lucky man.
Well, this is worth looking into. I'll be right down.
Pretty woman, show face. Now, us never see jungle country.
Get your hat, Colo. Next stop, the police station.
Come on, Colo.
Police headquarters, Market Street. Lieutenant Holmes speaking. Oh, yes, Inspector. I took care of it. Thank you, sir.
Excuse me.
Yes? What can I do for you?
I'm Jim Bradley, and this is my friend, Cole.
How do?
You asked me to come down here.
I did what?
Well, didn't you call me at the Mark Hopkins and say you've got some girl here who's lost her memory?
Well, if I did, it's news to me. And I've been on duty here since 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You have? Well, then somebody must be crazy.
Somebody play big joke, Tuan Jim.
Guess so, Cole. Only darn if I can see where the laugh is.
Well, I'll tell you one funny thing. We got a pretty girl who's lost her memory.
What? Well, then it must be the same.
What'd you say your name was?
Bradley. Why?
Well, this girl keeps muttering something about Jungle Jim, whoever he is.
Well, I can help you there.
This be Jungle Jim.
How's that?
That's right, Lieutenant.
Well, it'll fray me in oil. This thing gets funnier the more I go into it.
Yes, but let's just make sure the laugh isn't on us.
What are you getting at?
I'm not sure myself. I'd like to talk to this girl, Lieutenant.
Well, okay. She's in with the matron.
Do me a favor. Don't let the girl know you didn't call me.
What's that? Oh, why should I?
Because I want whoever did phone me to think he's getting away with whatever he wants to get away with.
Oh, you do? Well, now, how do I know you're not in this monkey business yourself?
Call Colonel Devlin of the Intelligence Division. He'll vouch for me.
Just a minute. You work a little too fast to suit me.
Now, I imagine you've got to be, Lieutenant, because you've got brains. Okay, prove it. Use them.
We work with police, not against.
Well, just don't try any tricks.
Where's the girl?
Right in there.
Aren't you going to be there when we talk to her?
I've already talked to her. I'll be busy calling this Colonel Devlin.
Well, suit yourself. May I come in?
Yes, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought there was a matron in here with you.
It's all right. Come in.
You go. Me wait out here.
Suit yourself.
Do I know you?
Well, that's what I'm here to find out, miss. Where's the matron?
She's trying to trace the laundry marks in my clothes.
Any labels on your clothes? Any idea where you bought them?
No, I'm afraid not.
Poor kid. Must be an awful feeling.
Oh, it is. Awful. Have you a cigarette?
Of course. Here.
Thank you.
You told the police you were looking for someone named Jungle Jim. What do you remember about him?
That's the strange part about it. I'm not sure I ever met him. But I remember being told to go to the top of a high hill.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd find someone there named Jungle Jim. That he could help me.
How could he help you?
I'm sorry. That's all I remember.
Well, let's see. I'm Jungle Jim, and I've been staying at the Mark Hopkins Hotel here in San Francisco. That's on top of a high hill.
Wait a minute. Are there boat whistles and foghorns near there?
No, not exactly, but you can hear them from there. Why?
I don't know. It seems to me I heard a foghorn quite close.
Now, take it easy. Don't get excited. Really close, eh?
I think so, yes. Where would that be?
Well, it could be any number of places here in San Francisco.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't worry. Suppose we scout around together. It might all come back to you.
Oh, that would be... Would you?
It'll be a pleasure. Wait here a minute.
Where are you going?
Just to get the lieutenant's permission.
Juan Jim, this girl bad. Colo not like.
I know, Colo. But I've got to find out just what kind of bad she is.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Yes, sir, Colonel Devlin. Well, I'm sorry I got the wrong impression of him. Oh, yes, Colonel. Anything he says, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, what do you know about that?
Never mind, Lieutenant. You're only trying to do your job. Now, listen.
What about the girl?
She's a phony. I think she's a decoy to lead me into some sort of a trap.
Sound right, Tuan.
Why, I'll have her sent
no,
up.
No. She's only small fry.
Well, what's your plan, then?
Very simple. Let her lead me into the trap.
What?
Good. Chung Harley Long Boranalipong.
What's he jabbering about?
He's right. A good hunter follows the trail to its end.
They use girl for decoy. Us use girl for decoy.
Exactly. I'm going to take her out of here, Lieutenant. But, Colo, make sure you follow us.
We'll be there, Tuan, in shadows.
And, Lieutenant, will you see that the police follow any suggestions that Colo makes later on? Looks to me like it'll be a job for the waterfront patrol.
I'll notify him right away.
Good. Get scarce, Colo, till I get the girl away from you. It's all right, miss. We can go right now.
I can't thank you enough for all this, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, don't thank me. At least not till it's all over.
When it is, I promise I will. Where should we look first?
Oh, somewhere along the waterfront, I guess. We've got to find that foghorn you were talking about. I think if we get a taxi and tell him to drive along the dock. Well, it's nearly midnight, miss. You spent so much time on the waterfront, I could write a book about it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley, but all the foghorns sound alike.
I know, it isn't your fault. Doesn't anything look familiar to you?
Not so far, I... Wait a minute.
Hmm?
That white boat out there.
Where? Oh, you mean that racy-looking job?
Yes. Don't ask me how I know this, but there's a tender, a small rowboat, tied up to this pier, and it belongs to that white boat.
Well, let's take a look. A lot of dinghies lined up on this pier.
There, down at the end. What did I tell you?
Why, George has got the name Polar Bear painted on it, and so has that big boat over there.
I knew it. I don't know how, but I knew it.
Shall we row over there?
Oh, yes, I'd like to.
All right. Won't take a minute. Easy now. Take my hand. Step down gently.
I'm all right.
There we are. Sit still now. I'll find the oars. You okay?
Yes, thank you.
Well, sit still now.
We're nearly there.
I know. I'll just slip in alongside.
There's a ladder over the side.
Why, what could be sweeter? Now, here we are.
Don't let me fall.
Take my hand again.
I'm all right, thanks.
Well, I'll just tie up this tender. There. Well, this boat is quite a toy.
It's nice, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Oh, and look. They've got signal rockets, huh? And everything.
Must make quite a few trips.
Does it look familiar to you? Does it help your memory?
Not on deck here. Maybe below in the cabins.
Uh-huh. Okay, follow me. Wish I had a flashlight.
There must be light switches somewhere.
Ooh, my head.
Be careful.
Wait, there's a door to the right. That's unlocked.
Isn't there a light switch on the wall?
Let me see. Maybe on the other side. Oh, here, I've got it.
Well, that's better. Well, this is a room, woman's room, all right. Look at the dresses on the bed.
Take a good look, Mr. Bradley.
Herr Bruno, you hit him too hard.
No, Fräulein. Just hard enough to put him to sleep till we get out of sight of land.
Kanza! Kanza, start the motors. Everything is wonderful.
About 12 miles from shore, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, my head hurts.
Naturally. But soon we will put you out of your misery permanently.
What about the other one?
He's all right, Gretchen.
What other one?
Your friend, Kolo.
Kolo? You've got Kolo, too?
But of course. He's tied up there in the cockpit. See him?
What are those fellows pouring over him?
Oil, Mr. Bradley.
Oil? What for?
To help the fire do its work.
Soon we will give you the same treatment.
Oil, fire. Say, what's this all about?
It is very simple. Like yourself, we are under orders.
Our instructions are to liquidate you and Kolo in such a way that no suspicion reflects on us.
And what could be simpler than a fire at sea? When they find what's left of you, they will not even be able to tell who you were. Jungle Jim.
Nice playmate you are. Gretchen, if that's your name, you owe me a cigarette.
Is it all right, Herr Bruno?
Of course. In fact, it is customary before the execution.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Swell view from the deck here.
Enjoy it while you can. You Americans are great people.
Well, we've got a great country, we think. And we're going to keep it that way.
But you won't have much of a hand in doing that from now on.
Oh, I don't know. All it takes is an idea.
Think fast, Mr. Bradley.
Well, I'm thinking about our 4th of July, Bruno, and what it stands for. All the fireworks and everything. Why, you know, I could just take a cigarette like this and put it to a fuse like this.
Hey, you fool! You've lit that signal rocket.
That won't help you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Look, Herr Bruno, look, behind us.
Police boat.
I imagine it's been there right along.
So? Well, you will not be alive when they reach us.
Put that gun down.
Bruno, look out.
He jumped overboard.
Did you get him?
I can't tell, has he?
Try again, Bruno.
Why, you... All right, Joe. Put down that gun or I'll let you have it.
The police boat. They've got a spotlight on it.
Put down that gun, I say.
No! You will never take me, I warn you.
Okay. You asked for it.
Well, Bradley, there they are. What's left of them.
Yes, there they are. Bruno is good riddance. You know, that girl was an awful liar. Why, she even promised to thank me when all this was over, Lieutenant. Well, it's over. But I don't think she'll thank me, even if she could.
You'll find still other thrills with Jungle Jim this Sunday if you buy the Comic Weekly. The Comic Weekly brings you over a score of your outstanding favorites every Sunday. Think of that. More than 20 of them, and every single one a top-notcher. Ask your news dealer for the Comic Weekly this Sunday. If you do, you'll make a habit of it every Sunday from now on. And you won't be alone. For millions of grown-ups and youngsters all over the country share this same habit. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Buy it this Sunday.